The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good day and greetings. And this is the fourth talk on the seven factors of awakening. The seven factors of awakening are paired, kind of an oppositional pair, between the five hindrances and the seven factors of awakening. That in between those two, in the teachings of the Buddha, is the four foundations of mindfulness. And the four foundations of the mindfulness are how we go from being caught up in the five hindrances to experiencing the seven factors of awakening, the practice of mindfulness. The seven factor of awakening, the word in Pali, the five hindrances for them, is nivarana. And nivarana literally means a covering. So rather than hindering something, they cover over something. They cover over our capacity for wisdom, they cover over our capacity for concentration and subtleness, for appreciating this world in a deep way. And mindfulness develops, it begins to uncover, remove that covering. And as the coverings get taken off, then it's kind of like the covers being taken off a light bulb. If the light bulb is on, but there's a heavy blanket over it, it doesn't light up the room. But as we take off the covers, then the light shines. And so the seven factors of awakening are what shine, come forth as the covering of preoccupation. And the five hindrances are the ways the mind gets so preoccupied in things that it kind of shuts down a clear awareness of the present moment. It's kind of like the seven factors of awakenings can be so strong that they distract us from the fact that we're distracted. Distraction so strong that we're distracted from the fact we're distracted. First, what happens as we develop mindfulness, first we know we're distracted. That's a huge positive step. Rather than being discouraged when you finally know you're distracted, actually, this is actually on the path of waking up, of uncovering the fact that we're distracted. So the fourth factor of awakening is joy. And as I talked about yesterday about the effort factor, there are two kind of components of joy that arises in practice. One is the joy that gets released in the body as we keep opening and relaxing and softening and being present. And so we can actually feel this suffusing joy. The ancient language is one of suffusion. And it's understood to be a joy which is refreshing, has a deep, satisfying feeling. And so you can actually feel that well up in the body. The other kind of quality of joy has to do with a certain kind of joy, delight, contentment, happiness that comes forth how we're aware. The fact that we are meeting, we are showing up, that we're really here for experience. And that second kind of joy is particularly important because oftentimes we don't feel joy in life and joy in our body. There's pain and suffering in ourselves and the world around us. But to show up for that and really be present for it and experience it clearly, cleanly, there's a rightness to that. Perhaps the word joy should not be applied to situations, how we feel in situations that are of great suffering or difficulty in the world, for example, in friends and family and society. But there is a kind of feeling, maybe you'll have to find your own kind of words for this rather than taking my words, but a kind of feeling of rightness that, yes, I'm here for this. This feels, if it's happening, it feels right to be here. there's a very clean feeling of letting it come and course through us that can happen if we don't close down or react or contract to it. It's more like we keep opening to the suffering respectfully, wisely, but still in that opening and allowing, there's a feeling of rightness, of goodness, and may I dare say, even a kind of joy or satisfaction to feel that openness with even things that are difficult. So this capacity of these two kinds of joy come into play as we keep practicing. So first, we have to be here. And this mindfulness practice is to really learn how to really embody the present moment, really inhabit the present moment with awareness, all the attentional faculties we have, not so much by working, but by certainly developing capacity and interest and motivation to be present, but also to learn to relax to the present, settle in here. And I find it very significant for me personally that the lived experience is only here for this moment. That if I'm lost in the past and the future, I've lost touch with the only thing that really exists in a certain way for in the world of experience, and that is the lived experience of the moment. And to learn to trust that and inhabit that and not miss the opportunity to be alive, not miss the opportunity to experience ourselves as conscious beings in the present moment, here. And then to have this curiosity, interest, what is here? And in order to see it more clearly, to recognize it more clearly. And as we recognize what's happening more clearly, we make distinctions. We see things in the particularity of them, the detail of them. And so we do what and we see. And what we see is we see there are distinctions and differences between things. And we can start choosing both the this is where I want to be. This is where attention is. This is where, how I'm going to pay attention. And so this ability to choose, to recognize that there's a way of being, a way of attending, a way of things to attend to, that the system we have wants to pay attention to, wants to connect to, or the way it feels right to be present for, rightness to it. And it's not so much a matter of working or doing something new, but in making the seeing clearly what's going on, recognizing where the path is, recognizing where the rightness is, recognize this is the place to be. This being with the breath, this way of being with the breath. So when all those things begin kind of settling in to some degree, then the word that I associate with the joy factor of awakening is the word yes. It's a saying yes to the experience. This is about being with it. And yes is yes, we open to this. Yes, this is it. And in fact, it's possible to have that yes with pain. Now, pain itself is a drag in a certain kind of way. But there's also the way we meet the pain. Yes, I'll open to it. Yes, I'll be here with this. Yes, I'll be here with this person. Yes, I'll be here with the food that I eat. Yes, I'm going to really be here for the experience of washing dishes or cleaning the kitchen floor. Yes, I'm now here being with the breathing and meditation. Yes. And so this meeting and connecting and saying yes and to be it, and that yes carries for me is kind of some modicum or idea of joy, delight, appreciation of in that opening, in that giving myself to that experience more fully. And so the joy factor begins to arise, and some of it has to do with being able to give ourselves over fully, completely, to the experience of the moment. Some people have the experience of reading a wonderful book, and it's the joy of being absorbed absorbed in reading the book, or absorbed in some hobby or craft that we're doing, or some work we're doing, that really it's the unification, the harmony, the non-distractedness, the non-fragmentation, or the mind jumping around doing many different things, of just fully being present for one thing. There's something about the harmony of doing that, that all this physiologically, psychologically, maybe even biochemically, neurologically, that the coming together and being smooth and being working together and like all the, you know, the kinks or the roughness of the surface has been smoothed out, and we can glide and smooth. It's a kind of flow with the experience. Sometimes I liken it when it really becomes strong, this joy, this delight of really being here. To me, it feels like how I felt sometimes when I've gone body surfing and I've caught the wave, and I'm being carried by the wave in this wonderful way, being caught by the breath, caught by the present moment, and being surfing along. Just kind of exhilarating feeling, a little bit, here. So it's not so much we make ourselves feel that, but we give ourselves yes over to one thing. And this ability to really be collected on one thing, one breath, one experience, one present moment here for this, just this present moment. Not present moments in other places, not present moments in other times, but this place, this time, and just yes to fully for this. And that's a process to do that. It certainly takes time, and I certainly didn't experience kind of meditative joy for a long time. But the process of getting there, of being here over and over again, of seeing more clearly that comes with a what, of being able to know the this that we pay attention to, this that's important right now. Not the this of fantasy, not the this of criticism and preoccupation, but the this of the body being, this of breathing, this of an awareness which is with the present moment. The this of an awareness which is not in conflict with what is, but is open to what is. And then to give ourselves fully to something with the word yes. Yes. This is what we're doing. This is where we are. Yes, with this kind of attention. Yes, to a kind of silence which is luminous, a silence which is clear, a stillness that allows us to really be fully here for this experience. And then I hope that the degree to which we are able to put aside our preoccupations, our concerns when we sit to meditate, and we start settling into this deeper capacity for well-being that's here, that as we come out of meditation and go into our world, that we translate that, we apply that to the world around us, so that we have a clear sense that our meditation practice is not just for ourselves, but it's also for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May our joy be contagious. Thank you.